When y'all do the prayer now?
Yes, sir.
Who's gonna do the prayer?
I do.
Okay. All right. Call this meeting to order. We gonna, Mr. Petty, say the prayer, and Mr. Marsh say the pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this evening. Thank you, God, that, Lord, you give us opportunity to be in leadership. Father, we don't take that lightly. And Father, we've got important decisions yet to make, Father, regarding our school system and school year. And Father, we just continue to ask for wisdom. Lord, you tell us in your word that if we ask for it, you'll give it to us liberally. And we sure need it liberally right now. And God, I just thank you for our staff at the district office, Lord, that is feverishly working hard to put things together. And pray for all of our teachers, our staff, our, everybody, Lord, that's got a heart. God, I pray, Lord, for a spirit of cooperativeness, Lord, with one with another. And Lord, bearing in mind, Lord, our kids are most important. So we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve them. Lord, bless our time of fellowship together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving forward. We didn't have anybody that wanted to make any public comments tonight. Superintendent's report.
Keeping real brief, I think it's already been said that we have been working nonstop trying to put together the best plan that we can. Again, kudos to our district staff. I was going to say something about the city ordinance. Jackson took care of that for me. Our next meeting is next Tuesday at 5:30. We'll assemble. Kevin, where is the best place for all of us to get together to get ready to go for the front of the
we'll just pull that in front of the gym there where the parking is. We'll meet right
are they,
there. Is that a better understand it?
Are they going to be doing any paving out there this week? Or
did, well, okay. They were supposed to start yesterday, but hoping not. It might start next week. If there is, I'll contact everyone.
Okay.
So if we can meet out there at 5 o'clock right there in front of the gym there.
We're going to meet 4:30.
I mean 4:30, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Our meeting starts at 5:30. 30 minutes is enough, isn't it? Kevin?
Yeah. You want time? I think 4:30.
Well, by the time you go over there and then have to drive over here, I said
4:30. 4:30 is fine with me.
Yeah, I said 4:30.
Okay, good deal. 4:30.
Y'all remember we had to rush to get back.
Well, that's true. We were in a run. Okay, 4:30 next Tuesday afternoon. That sounds good. We'll all get a good look at it.
Okay.
And that's good, James.
All right, moving on. Additions and corrections to the agenda. We got. Six or seven?
We got six.
We got six emergency items to add to the agenda. All of them consent. I hear a motion to add them.
Second. Motion.
Got Hayes motion and Petty second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Next, section 5, approve the agenda. Approve the agenda for August 4th, 2020. I hear a motion.
Motion.
Motion Morris. Second.
Second.
Petty. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to number 6, consent items. Approve revised calendar for 2021 school year. I hear a motion.
Motion.
Hayes. I hear a second.
Second.
Second. Morris. Any discussion?
Okay, so I know 5 days is a lot being added onto the front, just in my opinion. I think we got competent teachers to do this. I think we can split it up, some in the front, some in the end. Myself. I think we can put three up front, two in the rear, rather than have five all at one time. Just my opinion.
All right, anybody else?
I think it's a compromise, you know. It's kind of a, you know, a split.
Well, the reason I say that, you do your setup session for your first 2 or 3 days, or the high school people will be doing their training first. That's going to give you, you take three to start with, that's going to give you Saturday and Sunday to just, as a teacher or staff, just to kind of say, whew, I got to get my breath now. This is a lot, or this is not a lot. Or I'm going to call my other people, other teachers and everybody, and say, hey, we need to really work harder on this, or this is going to be a breeze, or we're going to bug Miss Gay and Miss Laura to death. I think it'll benefit both ways.
Change up to y'all. Let me speak one more time after y'all get through.
Okay. Anybody else? Mr.
So what are you suggesting?
I would suggest 3 days.
Three at front, come back Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 days to finish out the end of the year.
Fellas, I'd say only one thing. We don't need the training at the end. We need the training at the beginning. And we need all we can get. Please consider that.
Well, 2 weeks was plenty 3 weeks ago for the training.
Well, we didn't understand the depth of what we were taking on.
Well, you still don't.
So we err to the safe side. Just y'all go whichever way. I'm just, please think about all these things.
Any more comment? All in favor, say aye. All opposed?
I'm opposed.
I'm on opposed too. I like compromise. I think there's a compromise here. So Tina's about to split it.
Miss Tina?
Yes.
How you both?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
We holding a vote for the calendar.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing. Where are we at with it right now?
We are with 1-4 and 2 opposed.
4.
4 keeping the calendar.
The 10th?
Yes, the 10th.
Okay. So if we don't do it, is it going to go back to the 17th?
No.
Unless somebody makes a motion
to
make an adjustment.
Unless somebody makes a motion to make an adjustment to it.
Okay. Well, my vote is to start on the 17th. That's my vote.
Well, that's not on the...
That's on the
10th. We're voting on the 10th right now.
Okay. Well, I'm opposed to voting starting school on the 10th.
Okay. And... Okay. Motion failed. Okay. Number 7, emergency items. Approve withdrawing the nomination.
Mr. Chair, we need to, do we want them? We got to, as of right now, it'd be the 17th.
Right.
So if the board, somebody would need to make a motion to adjust that if we're going to. Okay, if we're going to adjust it.
I would make a motion to start on the 12th. August 12th.
Which is on
Wednesday. For the teacher.
I'll second that.
Okay, Morris made a motion.
Please keep in mind I can't hear. I apologize, John. That's inconvenient for everybody, but I can't hear what's being suggested.
That's fine. Morris made the motion to start on August the 12th, and Petty seconded it, which August the 12th is a Wednesday.
Okay, so that would be starting 2 days later?
Yeah.
What is... what's that gonna do?
It's gonna start 2 days after
so
the 10th.
They're gonna have 3 days?
They're gonna have 3 days of training, right?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm kind of mixed on that. My question to that is, I don't know, if we're gonna do 3 days, you might as well do the other two then. I mean, I don't know that that's gonna accomplish a whole lot for what administration is saying they need the 5 days. So we're giving them three.
Tina, let me hold up just a minute.
I think as a point of order here, y'all set the agenda previously at number 5, and that was the agenda that got approved. And what's going on now is not part of the agenda, hasn't been agenda even as an emergency item. And in the policies, we can't do this. This would need to be set for another meeting and then voted on.
You can add it as an emergency item and during the meeting. We do that all the time.
It hasn't been done.
That's allowable.
Well, let me ask you this, Jackson. Jackson, let me ask you this. As a point of order, the only person that can bring it up as a new motion to this would be somebody that was on the positive side of this vote, right? What I'm saying, they voted to.
So what you had in front of you is what the agenda that
right.
approved, and that's what y'all voted on.
Okay.
As far as emergency items were added at the beginning.
He's correct. You'd have to do it as an emergency item, which is well within our thing. If the board approves, the board don't have to approve it.
Jackson, is that accurate? Kyle, not a lawyer. Is that accurate that at any time with majority vote, it may very well be. I'm just asking. I'm asking a true lawyer, not one that.
I'm not a lawyer.
Okay, good.
But I know Robert Frohl's
good. Just let me, Jackson. Wow. Give me your legal opinion, if you will, on that.
I think on the spot, I would say that you vote on what's on the agenda. Items can be added to the agenda, just like y'all added those emergency items. But my opinion sitting here, and it certainly don't claim to be perfect, but my understanding is that things cannot be added like that just in the midst of the meeting, or else there would be no point having an agenda in the first place.
Not advertised, not public, hadn't had a chance to kick in.
So what you have is the 17th right now.
Yep.
Yes. It helps y'all if y'all want more days. Since it was voted down, it would be beneficial to the district office to say, here, we're trying to make a compromise here and add that as an emergency item.
I think, yeah, and that would come from you as a recommendation of Mr. Summers.
Just don't know that it can be done.
Or you can recommend we.
Well, in good conscience, like I say, my argument was strictly student-based. But best for our students. They are the core of why we're here. I can't.
I will say that Member Petty is right. That has been done before. I know at least one time, the meeting or two before I became the attorney, that there was something similar like that done. So,
if the board deems it necessary to add an emergency item to take care of business that needs to be took care of us at a certain meeting, you can do that. It's been done forever.
Well, could we, let me ask you this, could we back up?
That's right, it has to be, yeah. It's an emergency item.
Could we have backed up and done this as, did an amendment to the original motion? Being this calendar was already, or the calendar's here to start the school the 10th, which was to be three option. Could we amended that motion to back it up to?
At the time, yep, during the workshop, we came up with a date, and then that was added as an emergency item, approving it on whatever date that it sounds like. I think then yes, in that case, yes. That because that was not on the agenda until y'all put it on the agenda at number 5, number 4, adding these emergency items. So if emergency item had been modified before it got put on the agenda, I think maybe that would work based on what happened in the workshop. But
what kind of recommendation you want, Ms. Summers, right now? If we go with it like this, it's going to stay the 17th. Or we can go back and, I guess, add it to the emergency items.
So you're saying, Jackson, that I can add it, I can recommend it, and it's all, everything's wonderful?
I'm sorry, say it again. I was looking at, policy 106.5, it deals with agendas, and this is our school board policy.
He was right, the agenda been approved with the emergency item. And he's 100% correct, okay? What I'm saying is during the course of the agenda, I was board chair for a while, I know, is that if we have issues that come up that either the superintendent failed to put it on, didn't put it on, or needed to put on it, or they needed to be changed, the board by vote can add an emergency item. But let's say for example, I think something needs to be an emergency item, but y'all don't think it needs to be an emergency item. Then y'all can vote me down, and vice versa. That's why you have a board. That we vote on it as a team. But there's safeguards in there, so one person don't come in and say, I want to add. I remember we had that one time where we were adding a bunch of things at the meeting, a bunch of motions, and that defeats the purpose of letting the public know about it and us approving the agenda. But we've done that. It's totally allowable if the board approves it. And it's okay. I think it's okay for you as superintendent, legally, Robert's Rules of Order, to say, well, look, I want y'all to reconsider this. Will y'all please put this emergency item here? I'm not trying to fight anybody. I'm just saying we can do that.
Maybe if we kind of had a broad interpretation, possibly, of 165.1 sub C, it says the board shall transact business according to the agenda prepared by the superintendent, submitted by all board members in advance of the meeting. The order of business may be altered and items added at any meeting by a majority vote of the members present. That would be what you have to hang your hat on, because everything else in this policy that we have says that even for special meetings, the agenda shall be delivered 24 hours before the meeting, consistent with provisions for calling special meetings.
And the statutes define what emergency items actually are. You just can't bring things up where we got to pay a bill, something got left off inadvertently. It's not designed to circumvent the public having notice of what those items are. And I think this is one of those things. It's been talked about. We gotta get some resolution. And if we don't, then it's the 17th right now.
That's correct.
So I can ask for a motion to add it to the emergency items.
I think you can entertain a motion as chair tonight. You can entertain a motion, and Mr. Summers would be well with him to say, board, I'd sure like y'all to bring that back up, and let's do it again and add as emergency item. Vote on the emergency item, and then you take a motion and a second on whatever the item is. It has to be deemed an emergency first by the board.
Well, if we're going to, we start back next Monday, it's going to be an emergency. What do you recommend, Ms. Summers?
Well, I've already told you, I recommend it. We went with what we started.
Right.
We spent hours and hours coming up with what we thought was best. And we do it every day for a living.
Right.
All day long. Y'all obviously don't agree with that. And as far as starting on the 17th, we throw our hands up occasionally. We spend hours and hours and hours. And I know what y'all exist for. Y'all do your job, and you all do it well. But it sure frustrates occasionally. If we started on the 17th, Gay, can we survive?
Certainly, people will work very hard. They'll work as hard as we've been working for about the last 4 weeks, 4 months.
And if they don't, then what?
They won't be ready.
We fail the first day?
They won't be ready.
Forget the first day, I think.
That's my thing.
It's going to be a heavy lift anyway. You work it, guys. You know, it's going to be a heavy lift. It doesn't matter if you come back on the 10th. It doesn't matter if you come back on the 17th. A lot of work to be done, a lot of learning to be done, a lot of new ways of doing things to get adjusted to. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard year.
Yeah.
And again, we said that already.
Year, not 1 week.
We said that already. James, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes we just feel like we wasted 4 weeks.
And I'm gonna tell y'all my feelings. I think we need to start the 10th. Everybody in this whole county has had to adapt to different things for different reasons, for most of the same reason. But I just feel very strong myself about giving the teachers the time for the training, because I married one. I know what she went through. Y'all bring them in, and none of them has enough time to get their classrooms ready and get the training done they need. And I know that. And I'm thinking, give them a little more time, they're not going to be as stressed getting to that point. So I just feel that we needed them extra days. I do.
I think the board feels the same way. I think there's a compromise in there. It's either we need to go back and add it as an emergency item to vote it back on the 10th or the 12th. 12th would be a compromise. 10th would be the original, what Ms. Summers asked us to do.
It would be better.
But right now it's going to be the 17th unless it's put on as an emergency item.
Well, do I hear a motion to put it on as an emergency item? Can I do that, Jackson? I can do that.
I think if you had a broad interpretation of this part, again, there's other parts in this policy that says that after the agenda has been made available, change shall only be for good cause, determined by the person designated to preside and stated in the record.
That's you.
Well, that's me. I think if we was planning on starting school the 10th, we can't start it. So people want to move it to the 12th. If I hear a motion, Mr. Morris made a motion to change the date to the 12th.
That's the emergency.
He's adding the emergency item to move it to the 12th.
Second.
I got a second. Morris made the motion. Petty seconded it to move it to August the 12th.
Now that's just right. This motion will be just to add as an emergency
item. Add it to the agenda, and we'll vote on it. All right.
With a calendar to include 196 days.
Yes.
It put 2 days at the end.
Okay, y'all good with that? Whatever, huh?
Anything.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, Mr. Hayes opposed. Did we hear Tina vote?
Tina, can you hear?
I'm in favor.
She voted in favor.
Starting the 12th, right? Wednesday the 12th.
Right.
That's just to add the emergency item.
We just add it to the emergency item?
Yeah. Emergency item starting the 12th.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the emergency items. That is going to be emergency item, I guess, 7F, G.
G.
Don't let me forget that. All right, first emergency item is approved withdrawing the nomination of business owner on the value adjustment board. Motion, Mr. Hayes. Do I hear a second?
Second,
Petty. All in, any discussion? All right, all in favor say aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Well, I guess I could have read, should have read it. All right. B, approve the nomination of a business owner on the value adjustment board. That's approve the nomination of Mr. Travis Sykes as business owner to represent Liberty County School Board on the value adjustment board.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty.
Second.
Second, Morris. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. C. Well, do we approve the revised school reopening plan for 2021 school year? Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second, Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
Yes, I have something that I would like to ask for us all to think about. Moving forward for next week, is there a way that we could invite someone from the Department of Health to come and speak to us about the way that their numbers are derived and how we can look at that as a school district to decide what we need to portray to our parents and students and employees as far as what's considered, how we look at this to decide as a district. I just feel like we're putting ourselves out there a little bit as a liability and maybe get some kind of state and federal regulations in with it. Maybe have somebody that can come from the health department that knows, that can answer questions on how this is supposed to work. Because it's a day-to-day thing.
Tina,
and I just like to have somebody represent the health department on our county level, or even somebody from the state level would be wonderful to give us some little more insight on that. I feel like we're just unsure still, and we're going to be at some point, but there needs to be some kind of certain answers as how we look at this as a district.
Tina, maybe you can hear Laura. She's fixing to tell us something.
We have talked with Rachel, and there is no percentage that she's going to give us. I describe this whole process as like nailing Jell-O to a wall. We have got a moving target. We're constantly, things are changing, but no one is going to give us a definite percentage. Now, if you know somebody else that we can call in here and talk to, or if y'all have.
Tina, we can invite Rachel to come up and speak to us if you'd like for us, or you know, board, any of y'all, if you'd like for us to come up.
It's pretty easy too, so you know, we struggle. Hold up.
I mean, she's worked very well with us. Very well. But it's one of those blood control issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're saying it's up to your board whether you close or
not. Can you hear that, Tina?
No, sir, I can't.
What she was just saying, that we have had many communications with Rachel, but it's vague on specifics, and so much is left to the local, you know, to make those decisions. I'll be more than happy to call and see if she would like to come out and speak to us, maybe on a general topic. I don't know how specific she would be with us, but.
And I'm sure that she's only able to give us what she can give us. I'm not questioning their position, or I just think there's still a lot of uncertainties as to how it works. And I mean, and maybe she can give us clarification. And I understand Laura's probably asked all the same questions everybody else is asking, and that's just not been able to be answered. But I just feel like going into school starting, nobody really understands and is going to know. I mean, we have this matrix, and it's a good one, but we don't really know. Maybe we're not going to know. I don't know. I just feel like I'm worried about liability purposes. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I can have her come and speak.
And if Rachel would like to come and speak, I would love for her to be able to come and maybe she can answer some questions. I do not want to make her feel like that we're not trusting her. It's not that at all. Not that at all.
I don't think she thinks that. I don't think she thinks that. We'll give her a call, Tina, see if she can be at our meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Because this school reopening plan might change two or three more times before we get there.
You know, in the very beginning, that it's a fluid document.
Right.
And, you know, that is one of the biggest hurdles I think that we're going to have with all of our staff this year, is that there may not be a definite answer.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do the best we can in the situation that we're in right then.
Right.
There's going to be some decision making on the fly. A decision is going to have to be made, and you can't always put it down in black or white that if this happens, this is going to happen. We have found that a lot in our working these last few months. And
I don't think you'll get anybody at the federal level or state level to come in here and say, this is the numbers you got to operate by. I just don't think you will, because when you do that, then you put the liability on them, and they ain't wanting it neither.
And the number one thing that everybody's going to have to make it through is flexibility. Yeah.
And we want everybody to be safe, too.
Right.
Recognize and acknowledge, you know, this is a scary situation, a scary time. You know, we are just trying to carry out what we've been tasked to do.
Right.
Restarting school, so. As far as the numbers, if somebody can find some
metric to go by,
more than happy to apply it.
Yeah, but what do you do with it when you get it?
Because you just figure this metric on
you
the
start,
day.
You gotta start. You gotta start. You gotta have a starting point.
Yeah, I mean, just.
I don't think it would affect anything we do.
We haven't even gone into that. The metric that we have is going to be a heavy lift. When we talk about things being totally different, everything's going to be different, y'all.
Yep.
One person is going to have to manage the data. Laura and I can't do that. We won't even be able to return people's calls, you know, most likely. There is a lot going on in every day. And something new that we have to meet a deadline on.
You right. All right, any more discussion on it?
That's this one here. Is this the one you give us earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the numbers.
Yeah, that again is probably going to fall into what Mr. Summers had brought up. You know, I handed that to y'all to discuss. Do we want to change that? So you're going to have to vote on the original one, from what I understand with that. And then if you decide to change it, or we go with it and we change it later.
The one that's been submitted for us to vote on tonight is the one you passed out?
No, one that you got in your email. So it's the 0 to 20.
0 to 20 is the one that we were asked to vote on tonight?
Yes.
What's the recommendation for us to vote on tonight? That one, or go to the 0 to 10 on the first one?
We originally thought the 0 to 20 on the first one to give us a little bit of flexibility because of the unknowns we're talking about. Now, I don't know if Gay, after her meetings with, or Laura, with teachers, did you have a change of view?
Yes, that's where the change came from.
I'm good to go with that, yeah. They met with teachers.
Suggest a change.
Yeah, they just had concerns about the number of kids that would mean in their classrooms that would be symptomatic.
And this is the revised reopening plan?
Yeah, the one that's 0 to 10.
Yeah, right.
Got to vote on the other one, isn't it?
So we need to amend that motion.
Well, this says approve the revised school reopening plan.
That's not the one.
This is the one that was sent. This is a different one that's on the agenda.
As we said, it's fluid.
Well, then I'll entertain a motion to adjust that response matrix plan as part of the revised school reopening plan to reflect the changes 0 to 10, 11 to 20, and 21 and up. Is that what I'm hearing y'all ask us to do?
Yes.
Okay.
make a motion to, or amend the motion.
To amend the motion to?
To add those figures.
To approve the one that handed out tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a motion by Mr. Petty. Second by Hayes. This is to amend the motion to the new one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Now, we go back to the original motion.
Vote on the motion as amended.
To vote on it as amended. Now, with it being first and seconded, do we have to back off of that, or?
No, you already got a motion. It's been.
Got a motion on the floor. Any discussion on it now that we've amended it? Everybody good? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Let's move on to the easier one now. Approve guidance counselors to work 5 additional days. Approve the following guidance counselors to work 5 additional days, 35 hours during the month of August 2020 at their regular hourly rate. Donna Summers at Liberty County High School, Becky Black at Hofstra and Junior High, Stephanie Davis at Hofstra Elementary and Junior High, Bess Revel at W.R. Toler K-8, and Brenda Green at W.R. Toler K-8. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Motion Hayes, Petty second. Any discussion?
We were able to pay for this out of some of those COVID dollars. That's how we were able to generate extra money.
Good. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Section E. Approve family medical leave act request. Approve FMLA request to Ms. Shelley Stafford beginning 8/10/2020 and ending 11/30/2020. Hear a motion?
Motion.
Motion Morris. Hear a second?
Second.
Second Petty.
That would need to be adjusted to the 12, correct?
Do what now?
Yes.
We're meeting again in a week. It might be better. It's,
okay.
I mean, can we just dicker with the numbers on it? That's what I'm saying. Jackson, can we do that?
Say pending start date of.
Waiting to see this thing that got added on.
I think we're fine to do it next week, aren't we, Eric? I mean, as far as the date that she needs to know about it.
We're good.
All she needs is to be off from whenever we start back, so if we don't start till the 12th, she'll be good.
You can adjust.
Yeah. She don't have to burn no leave time between 8/10 and 8/12, so I think we'll be good on it.
Good.
All right, got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. F, approve school tech hours. Approve the following school techs to be paid from the ESSER grant. Tisha Strickland, 56 hours at $22 per hour. Stacy Val, 56 hours at $22 per hour. Heather Richter, up to 56 hours at $22 per hour. Jeannie Griffin, up to 56 hours, $22 per hour. Lynn Guthrie, up to 56 hours, $22 per hour.
And y'all, we've messed it up. Sorry.
Do what?
We've messed it up. And I should have looked it out. No, there was some debate, and Renee, this is my fault. There was some debate as to whether one of them would, I don't want to call names, but one of them would be able to
do all of the hours, and if they were not, and I did not follow, I don't think I ever heard that, whether that person could do the 56 hours. And if they could not do the 56 hours, then we were going to split it between Jeannie and Lynn to do that. So we don't need all six of them approved. We only need four positions approved. So right now, if you want to stop at Heather, that would be where we needed to stop. And then if one of these four that would be approved can't do it, and there is a possibility that one of them cannot, then we would want to have Jeannie and Lynn pick up those additional hours. There's a lot of work to be done on those laptops. Right. And see, yeah.
So.
Sorry.
I think I have to fix it.
It's another name if you want to move that.
Who do we need to take off? One or?
Well, take off Jeannie and Lynn. Take off Jeannie and Lynn.
That'll leave you with three.
That'll leave you with three.
No.
And you?
Why couldn't you do the 56 hours times four or three?
Stacy and Heather. Yeah, that's
it. Let it spread between them.
How come we can't leave it like this? How come we can't leave it like this? And then if you need the other person, Lynn or whoever.
Jeannie can't be paid the $22 an hour. Salary schedule says it's only for teachers. She's a non-instructional staff member.
So we just need to take her off? We need to take both off?
I'd take Jeannie and Lynn off. And if we need to bring something back before you next week, we will.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take the bottom two off?
Make a motion to approve Tish, Stacy, and Heather.
Teddy made the motion. Mark second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Any board member items?
7G.
Huh? 17?
7G, your new one.
7G?
Amend the.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. What was I supposed to?
The school calendar.
7G is approve the amended school calendar to start August the 12th. I hear a motion.
Motion.
What day did it end on?
Petty and Mars. First, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose.
Hazen.
Mr. Flowers?
Hazen. Thorpe. Opposes. The 12th. Oh, it's up to me?
It's up to you.
I'm voting to approve the 12th. All right. I guess motion to adjourn. No, school board. I got school board concerns here. School board member. I'm ready to get this meeting over with.
You ready for Tina to get back?
I'm ready for Tina to get back. Any school board member concerns? I do want to say that working with Mr. Williams over the last two or three weeks, we, and it ain't mean, and it ain't just him. It's a collaborative effort about hunting for ways to make it safer for our students at schools. He already mentioned the foggers, putting ultraviolet lights in our return ducts, building dividers to keep the kids separated from each other in school. He's working on a plan to get all of them built. I think he told us about that last week. So I just want to mention that we are doing everything that we possibly can. Any ideas, anybody thinks anything, We working on it. So, anybody else got anything?
I just want to make sure we understand that you starting to go
start with this, right?
With this list that we had all tonight.
I got on check talk.
And Mr. Summers and them's going to look at borrowing the money for the...
We'll have some figures for y'all when you
next
come back.
Week, yeah. I'm good with that, all right?
I'd like Mr. Flywell, just like to thank the staff, administrator, and all the work. Appreciate what y'all do, man.
They do. Y'all doing a good job.
Thank you.
Just keep it up. I hope everything works out for the first day. All right. I need a motion to adjourn if there's nothing else.
Motion.
Got a double motion, Petty, Morris. Petty and Morris.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Good job.
I'll be glad when Miss Tina gets back.
I'll be glad when we get rolling.